back. Episode 34 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. How are you guys? Nice to see you. Morning. Alrighty. So I got the sun right in my eyes, just like I like. So I can't really look at you. I'll probably get a little better here. And it's early, coming up on 7. Actually, not that early. I've been up for a little while. There's Kitty out there getting some morning sun. Morning, everybody. So it's Sunday morning, and how you guys doing? I'm doing great, you guys. I feel so much better this week than last week's little sick episode had me feeling. I am tired. I went to a wedding yesterday. I stayed out late. I was up till about midnight, which is pretty rare for me these days. And it was awesome, you guys. It was a dear friend, and I'm so happy for him. And his bride is lovely, and they're wonderful. It was so great. His family is so full of love, and it was very, very nice. And I really, really, really enjoyed it. I had ran into some very, very dear friends who I haven't gotten to spend much time with, and got caught up, and I got to watch them, you know, make their vows and all that. And I just love that stuff. I'm a softie. So that was great. I got home, you know, I got a little, weddings make me a little, sometimes they're a little hard on me watching everyone with all their people all around them. I'm kind of the only one without it who goes there without anyone and sits without anyone. But, that's okay. It helps me, sort of focus a little bit on my next step of my progression here. So yeah, it was great. I had a really good time, but I am tired and I'm scattered, and I'm just going to make this one a short one. Didn't get much sleep and all that, so I just got about 5 hours or so, but I got up, sunrise was beautiful, and I just thought maybe I'll take a nap or something later today. So, let's talk about zero carb a little bit. I left you guys last week. I had a sick day. You know, I still feel like I'm pretty good with identifying my causes. You know, in the past when I was sick, it was always inflammation based, and it would be sort of whole body stuff. And when these events I'm having are happening now, they really are just limited to feeling like I'm just having some bile acid or stomach, and you know, with the fat not going through. And once it's gone, once I get over that, it goes all the way away, and I don't have any of the residual inflammation, even, you know, on the following day or 2 days later or any of that. So I feel pretty great about all of it, actually, and that little sickness. It made me a little bummed at the time, but it's no big deal, and I'm getting better at identifying, you know, what my triggers are. And obviously, I can't always tell if I'm going to eat some ground beef or something. Maybe it'll have some fat in there that I don't do well with. But for the most part, I'm able to avoid those types of things. So anyways, back to zero carb. Sorry, like I said, I'm scattered and tired, and boy, I talked my face off last night, so I'm a little hoarse. And this week I pretty much just stayed the course. I ate pretty much just my hamburgers. I did deviate a little bit here and there. I bought some bacon and cheese. I haven't touched the bacon yet. I ate a little bit of cheese. Cheese, as I said before, it seems like it's really generally no problem for me, so I'm pretty pleased about that. I get a little gurgly in the tummy after I eat it, but nothing too painful or bad. It does sort of mess with my BMs the next day, it seems like. They're just a little bit, things take a little longer, and, you know, not quite as neat. So I don't think I'm going to make it a big part of my diet, but it's a nice treat when I, like last week, it was after I got sick and was just pretty bummed on everything. So I went to the store and I just sort of felt sorry for myself and wanted some treats. So I guess I got cheese and bacon. I actually bought some turkey breast too. I got home and I looked at the label closer, and it had like rice starch and some other stuff that had been injected into it prior to slicing with some deli meat. It sounded good, deli meat and cheese, for some reason. And so I got it home and then stuck it in the freezer, and I think I'll feed it to the dog instead, but that happens. But anyways, it was a good week. I've been kind of cutting for the last month or so, heading towards this wedding. I fit into my suit. I don't know how I looked, but I got some nice compliments from friends, and it felt good to wear a suit. I live in this little rural blue-collar town, and So it's once every decade or so. I actually have an excuse to wear my nice pair of shoes. So I enjoyed it. A lot of the boys there, you know, we all work on the boats and everything. So a lot of rough and tumble dudes and not a lot of suits. So I was a little out of place, but people loved it, it seemed like. So I fit into it. Felt great. And so now I'm going back to, I'm going to start eating some more and maybe branch out a little bit and get a little more variety in my diet and tolerating some of the down days to put up with some treats or something. I'm not sure, but not treats, you know, just different types of cuts of meat and cheese and who knows. I've been craving like chartreuserie. Is that how you say that? I've been craving like sausages and stuff, so I might have let some spices slide back in there and burn my stomach. and then I'll regret it. I won't do it again for a while. But at any rate, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm super stoked on Zero Carb and been having a great week for the most part. So this week was pretty chill. I just kind of focused on, well, I got back to decluttering. I got some eBay stuff up. I've been working on my stove plans. I got a new stove in the works, and that took me, gosh, I put in like a few solid days last week of that. Got some more firewood, and yeah, so I'm heading into August here feeling really good, like I said last week, about my future in terms of my firewood and all my chores, and so I'm hoping to spend some time this month recreating. If this fog morning, I know everyone else is really hot all over the world. We've been cold. We got this morning layer. The fog is creeping in right now, and it's been like 55 in the mornings and 60 or so in the afternoons. And so it's starting to get a little warmer. That's starting to break a little bit, but I'm ready for the fog to break. It's been a 2-week pattern or so, and being down on the water is miserable right now. It's in the 50s. And anyways, I shouldn't complain. I know a lot of you guys are hot, so I like being cool. I don't do real well with the heat, which is why I live where I do here, where it really never gets hot, and it never really gets very cold. It just kind of stays sort of uncomfortable all the time. That's not true, but it's cool. So yeah, so going back to Zero Carb, and what can I can talk to you about that? I mean, like I said, I'm going to keep it short, but I do have some stuff to touch on. I want to talk about going out last night and seeing all my friends at the wedding and stuff. That was really cool. And from a Zero Carb perspective, you know, it was really neat to be at that wedding and to mingle and grab a little pepperoni slice. I had one off the charcuterie board and then sit down with everyone. And we had, oh man, they brought my friend's son came up from south of us and brought two sheep, lambs, which he... he strapped to the top of his Audi wagon and drove for like a couple days with these sheep on the roof, wrapped in tarps and dry ice and all kinds of stuff. They got here cold, is what my friend told me. He was really proud of his son. He's a young fella and he's just an awesome guy. And so he brought two lambs and a whole pig in the back of the Audi. And they cooked them all. The lambs were butterflied open and put on sticks in the ground around the fire. And the pig was... cooked over the fire as well, and boy, it was just real. Oh, there was crab and mussel from the water right down here. So yeah, it was great. The feast was delicious, and it was so nice to sit with my friends. And you know, I was sitting with my dear friend who's a life, you know, long vegetarian, and his wife who's mostly vegetarian, and their children, and we were just having great talks. And you know, his wife was asking me a lot about what I'm up to, and you know, with eating and asking really pointed questions about issues that we all seem to face as we get older that she's experiencing, and not only her, but, you know, friends and family and stuff. And I was just, you know, so happy to be able to share what a profound difference it's made for me. And she's known me very, very well for a long time, so it's real easy to see. And that's one thing that, going way back to one of my early episodes, lead by example, you know, I'm so pleased that this way of eating has such a profound, visible impact on all of us that it's. I'm so pleased that it's just undeniable is what I'm trying to say. You know, I can talk to my friends who I know, you know, their beliefs lie opposite mine in terms of nutrition and health and what's good to do, the right thing to do in terms of, you know, most of them are vegetarians and things like that. But it's so rewarding to hear them all just say, you know, without being prompted or goaded, go, gosh, you look great. Oh, that sun's just coming above the fog. It's really blinded me now. But, you know, just really, really expressing that they can visibly see how much better I am than I used to be. And, I mean, it feels good, obviously, but what's really great is that it just, you know, to me, it's like handing in my test or whatever. It's like, I know I'm telling you this crazy stuff about me, but look at what it's done for me. You know, I used to have all this adult acne that, you know, that's one of the first things you can just see looking at my face. My skin is better. Oh, geez, my eyes, I can't see nothing. You guys, I know you can't see me. I'm sorry. Now I got a little piece of sleep in there that's blinding me. Anyways, it just feels so good, you guys, to be that example and to have this opportunity to, because, you know, I know my friends have stuff they're suffering from too and that they're struggling with. And I could never say to some of, you know, like my brother, lifelong vegetarian, I could, just as an example, I don't have anything today to say to him, but I could never say, you know, yeah, the way you're eating is making you, you know, sick and you got to change it. I mean, you can't take someone who's a lifelong vegetarian and just tell them they need to start, you know, they need to change entirely and eat only meat or anything. It'll never work. Won't go anywhere. I'll just drive a wedge between us, right? But to be that example, to be there as a living and breathing proof, as living and breathing proof of what a profound, you know, health benefit one can get from this, which flies in the face of everything we know, right? I think it's a really strong statement, and I can tell this having an impact on people, and it's making them think, and people who probably would really just write this off. So so being at the wedding last night was really profound for me in that way. I say that word a lot, don't I? It was really important to me. It meant a lot to hang out with those people that mean so much to me, but also just to recognize that they could recognize my progress, that I'm better than I was, and that there's a concrete reason for that, and that, you know, maybe it'll just start to be the beginning of the breadcrumb trail that leads some people back to making some progress on their own on some of their issues. So I'm ecstatic, you guys. I'm feeling really good these days mentally. This last week, I just really started looking forward to the future and what's next. I still got some hard work to do. I mean, I am in a great spot. I dug in really hard to get here, but I'm not done. You know, I'm not just cruising. I've still got some work to do, and I definitely need to get my financial house in order. I worked really hard to get here, and get stable, and now I need to get a little bit of cushion. You know, I don't have the ability to really go do anything at the moment, which is fine. You know, I'm good at staying home, and I can do really good at moving myself forward without spending any money. Things like firewood and working around the place and clearing my stuff out and all that, but I have some other things I'd like to make progress on, and getting out there and being social is hard when I don't, you know, I can't really afford to drive anywhere or anything like that. So I got to get back to work and kind of get my program. You know, my long-term goal has been sustainable financial independence here at home, and I'm like this close. So I'm excited, you guys. I'm really looking forward to this next year. I can't wait to see where I am next year this time. I feel like I'm really poised I'm really in a good spot. My life is feeling really pretty good these days. I'm in a really good position to move forward and build the life I really am dreaming of. So I'm excited about that. So I've been doing good, been staying focused, looking forward, and I've been really good about staying in the moment, you guys. I've been getting really back to being really content with what I have and where I am now. And you know, I've worked hard on that these last few years. I'm better than I ever have been at it, and I'm continuing to be better and better, especially now that I'm losing that sort of desperate urgency that I had from feeling like I was deathly ill, and now sort of settling into the cruise, as it were, and finding that meant those mental exercises and that practice of meditation and mindfulness and just being in the moment is something that I can work on my whole life, and that is bringing me a ton of peace and contentment. So all those things are great. And I really firmly believe, talking to friends last night especially, like it's important to remind myself how much I can attribute of that to zero carb, because my brain wasn't calm and I wasn't able to stay in the moment, and I was anxious and I was worried. And you know, when I ate carbs, I was always thinking about, well, all sorts of worry and stuff. And yeah, for some reason, it just seems so much easier to stay happy and calm now. So I'm pretty scattered today, you guys. I'm all over the road. I guess these early morning ones, that tends to be my MO. But I think I'll leave it at that for now. And yeah, I do just want to kind of come back to that being in the moment, being here now. You know, that's such an important part of contentment and living a happy life. So I really encourage you guys to seek your peace right where you are, you know, and just enjoy every moment and be thankful for every minute that we're given, right, you know, to spend in this beautiful place. We're really, really fortunate. And boy, going out and seeing people loving each other and family and friends like I did last night really was a great reminder of that. So I'm feeling really lucky today, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all of you guys. We're all so fortunate, and I really appreciate all of you guys and all your support and comments and the fact that you're here on this path with me. It means a lot to me. So I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll come back next week, and I might be a little fatter. We'll see. I'm going to try and eat a lot this week. I'm going to work out hard, get some firewood up, hopefully go surfing, ride my bike, do some fun stuff, and more than anything, just try and make some progress and keep getting healthier and just keep looking forward to the next step. Looking forward to being here right now. Contradicting myself. All right, you guys, that's enough for today. Hope you guys have a wonderful day, and hope you're feeling as good as I am. And thank you so much for listening and watching. I'll see you next time. See you.